Hello there and welcome to the Reinvent series with Emmanuel Uren. I know that you've learned a lot so far. We've talked about, health, the importance of health, and a lot of very important topics. Listen, if you are just joining us, you've missed a lot, so you have a lot of backlog. Go there and level up, catch up. All right. Also, listen, the least you can do with all this great information you're receiving for free is to subscribe and then to tell people about this. You can tell people about this by doing two simple things. Share the link with as many people as you can so that they can learn as you're learning, and also talk about this on social media. Anything I say today you find intriguing, share it, all right? So, by the way, thanks to TrapperPay for sponsoring the giveaway we had last week. A good number of you benefited from that. Please, if we ever have a giveaway, please, if you win once, leave it for other people, because I saw some people win it four times. Please, all right? But anyway, I'm glad that you got to benefit from that. And by the way, last week we didn't give any restrictions on how many times you could win. So if you could win four times, kudos to you. I don't blame you for that at all. Let other people level up and be faster. All right, so now we're talking about something very important. Listen, I've seen this way too many times. I've seen brilliant careers cut short or limited because of the inability of the people to develop or maintain great social skills. You know, just last season, in the NBA season, the basketball season, I was taking note of a very promising basketball team that was getting better. All right, fascinating point guard in LaMelo Ball, and they had this player who had the most massive, and scary dunks in the NBA, or maybe at least one of the top three dunkers in the NBA. And much to my surprise, just when I was anticipating the next season, the new pieces they will add, and how they can find themselves in at least playoff contention, this guy, we hear that he has this criminal case. He lost his temper. I think he beat up somebody, and because of that cut short his career. I think he's in jail now or something. Way too many times I've seen that with movie stars, I've seen that with actors, I've seen that with great people who have extraordinary advantage in one aspect of their lives, but because of basic social skills or the lack thereof, they find their gifts inhibited, limited, or totally eradicated. And that's why you must learn this. You see, one of the stories I think I have permission to share is there's this lady I love and respect very much. She's one of the smartest people I ever saw in my life. And how is that? The first few semesters in the university, she had straight A's. I mean, straight A's, no single B. So in her second year in the university, her CGPA was 5.0. And of course, she went on to be one of the best graduating students in the entire class, not in her department, but in the entire set. All right. And then, of course, as you could expect, got a good job almost immediately, and all of that. But much to our shock and to my shock, when it was time for her to be promoted, she was not promoted. Instead, everyone who got this job with her at the same time got promoted. And it was very strange. This is someone who is exceptional and brilliant and great at her job. What's happening? And so she talked to me about it and wanted me to pray with her. And after a few questions, I discovered where the problem was. Now listen to me, because this is very important. Every other person in her employment said, maybe for ulterior motives or, for political reasons, will go politically to greet this boss in her office every morning. But she didn't need to do that. I mean, that's not part of her job description. And make no mistake, she's not a rude person. When the boss is passing her office, she greets her. And they're not even in the same department, if I remember correctly. So she doesn't have to do that. If I see you, I'm going to greet you. But everybody went there, greeted, tried to buy a favor, maybe buy a drink and all of that. And all of this they were doing alongside doing their job well. So it was like the extra. Now, because everyone else was doing it, it looked like she was calling this boss's bluff. And so she didn't do that. I mean, I'm great at my job. Why do I have to do that? And long story short, everyone else was promoted and she wasn't. Listen, I know that you might have, you know, I know that you might have a lot of views about that. Why would the boss do that instead of telling the lady, you know, to level up and do better? The boss, she should be fine and all of that. Yes, in a perfect world, all of those things should happen. And of course, I am for that. I am for justice in the workplace and all of that. But the reality of the situation is, if you don't develop simple social skills, like saying good morning, going out of your way to be nice to people, you will suffer a lot. And you cannot fight all your life. Something that is simple, good morning, how was your day, oh, you look nice, can resolve. You want to start going to court about that? Well, I will leave you to judge. So I want to talk about developing your social skills, and I'll be back right after the introduction. Welcome back. Listen, if you haven't subscribed, please make sure you do that, you know, and go a step further, like this video and share with as many people as you can. You see, whilst it comes naturally to some people, many are poor at social skills. And the good news is social skills can be learned. You do not have to remain as you are. Some of us use phrases like, oh, well, that's how I am, or I was born that way. And we use that as an excuse. We excuse ourselves from putting in the work required to improve social skills. But here is something you need to know. A news flash. Personalities are mostly learned behavior, and they are developed through different stages of life. And most importantly, social skills can be learned. Social skills are interpersonal skills for your daily life, everyday life, you know, meeting people. And just as you practice the five magic words in your nursery or primary school, it is possible to improve on them even as an adult. So while you may have a valid reason as to why you act the way you do, you can build on your social skills that are not inborn, as many people would think. So now I want to quickly talk about this. Why would you need to build your social skills? First and foremost, it helps your self-confidence. Have you ever been in a situation where you wish you could walk up to someone and say something on your mind? Maybe to tell someone in the most respectful way, I don't really like that you keep doing this. Or to meet someone new and important. You're at a party, you know, and you want to meet someone new and important. Or for your love life, to tell the lady of your dreams, hey, the reason I've been helping you with your homework is because I actually like you and I feel you're going to be my wife and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You know, social skills will come in handy. Because when you learn it, you'll be able to be confident to express your true, authentic self and to just tell people what you feel and to even sponsor yourself to have more passage in life, to be able to build relationships that will be life-changing. And so self-confidence is the first one. And then the second is conflict resolution. You see, even if you build a conglomerate, a great company, a great family, whatever it is, you see, conflicts are bound to happen, and sometimes I just see that simple things not well managed can just escalate and something great can be destroyed in minutes. It takes time to build, it takes seconds to destroy. And so just by developing simple social skills like conflict resolution, you know, all your great investments in life can then be maintained. Like I said in the first point, just for networking, all right, good social skills will help you make good connections and networks. And then finally, it will improve your quality of life. Good social skills will improve your quality of life because it will make you happier, all right? Picture yourself being free to express, you know, your authenticity, communicate what is really in your heart, you know, and all of that. I think it's going to help you build more meaningful connections and also to make better friends. So now, how do you improve social skills? I'm going to give you a few tips, simple, proven ways to improve social skills. Number one, smile. Mental health advocates say that a genuine smile is the most influential and persuasive body language a person can exhibit. Simply smiling at someone genuinely is enough to give them a sense of trust and credibility when relating with you. Many people just assume that a person with a genuine smile is a lot more honest, confident, and trustworthy. The next point is be interested, but not interested. This quote is by Dale Carnegie, who wrote this very good book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Listen, I want to say this. It doesn't matter how good you are at any other thing in life. If you haven't learned to win friends and influence people, if you haven't invested in learning about, you know, social skills, if anybody ever considers you socially awkward, all right, or you has considered you someone who has very low emotional intelligence, please go and invest in it, because it's going to really affect your life. So buy a book like this and books like that and just learn how to do more with people. So now he says something intriguing. He says, be interested and not interested. So a lot of people in the bid to try to improve their social skills, to try to impress people. So many times, you know, with networking of opportunities, we want to quickly pitch ourselves, try to look like the person that they should want to know. And a lot of people fall into the trap of trying to be interesting. What you don't know is that they have probably met five other people like you in the same space, and it can just get boring and parasitic. So what you want to do instead is to be interested in the person you speak to. So people generally want to talk about themselves, you know, and would naturally lean towards a person who gives them the opportunity to do so. So mention their names, you know, we feel validated when a person refers to us by name. And during a conversation, making an effort to remember someone's name not only shows them that you're paying attention, but it also helps to create a rapport quicker. All right. Next, display empathy and compassion. People want to know that you genuinely care. You know, you've heard the saying before, people don't care what you know until they know how much you care. So showing emotional concern when a person has even the mildest bit of trouble is enough to make them trust or lean into you more. Empathy is simply what people need in a fast-paced world like ours. You know, so just learn that again. I want to reemphasize, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. The next thing I want to talk about is body language. People take note of your body language more than you think. All right, so they see what part of your body you focus on, what facial expression you have when you speak, where your body leans towards throughout the conversation with them, you know, and the likes of it. All right, so in fact, it's been said that most conversations are more centered on body language than even on speech. I mean, you become more believable when you use better body language. Learn to have an open and a welcome posture. For instance, if you have your shoulders back and your head up, you're going to be seen more welcoming and friendly, all right? So raise your head up, especially in this phone-pressing generation. Raise your head up. So you want to make sure that you're also making the right amount of eye contact when you're speaking to someone, all right? I'm not talking about anything awkward, you know, but just look at them, look in the eyeball, pay attention, and listen, that simple, powerful cue will help a lot. You see, sometimes even I get carried away with that, because when I was growing up as a child, some people gave me the impression that it was rude to look at people in the eyes. I know, weird but true story. A teacher actually flogged me because she was correcting me about something and I was looking her in the eye. She said, you are looking me in the eye, you know. Very weird. So sometimes I even find myself subconsciously, you know, avoiding eye contact, not because of anything, because it's just still there, but so you can deliberately, more consciously, look people in the eye. So in fact, let me say this, I might never have said this before. At some point it became even awkward because I got used to not looking people in the eye, and then especially when you're talking to ladies and you're looking down, it looks even more weird. All right, so it was a precarious situation. It was something I in particular had to consciously learn and just deliberately. The good news is, when you're putting in more effort into looking people in the eye, many times they don't even know. It's not as awkward as you think it is, as long as you're not bulging your eyes. All right, but all of these things need to be studied. And I just want to say this, if you have the privilege of having a video of yourself, watch yourself and just watch those postures, because sometimes it's not as apparent, especially to us. All right, so watch yourself and then look at some of the things that might be awkward, you know, and just correct it. If you don't have any video of yourself, make one. Put up a tripod and talk in the camera, look at your hand movements and all of that, or just get someone to record your interactions with your people. so that you can correct all these things. Because I'm telling you, your life really depends on this. So the next thing I want to talk about is physical contact. And listen, I want to start with the most basic and important one, which is handshakes. All right? So when you're shaking, now you need to listen. I get this one right. I mean, if you do too much, it's going to be awkward. If you do too little, it's going to be awkward. When you're shaking someone, don't go, you know, just don't make it too soft and don't make it too firm. All right, but your handshakes must be firm, because if your handshakes are not firm, it will look like you are a timid person. Just shake people well. But when it comes to every other physical touch, you need to be careful. All right, first and foremost, not everybody likes you. So you need to ease into that. All right. Not everybody has the culture of hugs and embrace. So you want to be careful and play it safe, especially with the opposite sex, maybe side hugs, you know, and all of that. And then occasionally, when you're shaking people, if you can go a step further, you know, if you can give them a slight touch on the shoulder, I wish I could demonstrate that, you know, with your other hand, just say, how are you doing? It's good to see you, and all of that. I think that's something very confident and something that can also be endearing. All right. Now, you're not learning all of this to be manipulative. You're just learning this to express your true, authentic self. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about is dress well. Now, I'm going to have an entire episode on this alone. All right. So you want to watch out for that. The next week, we're talking about dressing. I'm going to take you into my wardrobe and show you a few things that work well for me. So anticipate that. So before anyone notices anything about you, one of the first things they will notice is your dressing. Dressing is a skill, and it will make people pay more attention to you. A good social skill, dressing is actually. It gives an occasion for light conversations and small talk. You know, in fact, it can even be a conversation starter when people say, oh, you look nice, where did you get that, and all of that. So if you want to just boost your social image, just improve your dressing in the little ways that you can. Also, I want to talk about practice. Before you get into a networking space, you want to try out, you know, with someone every day to build a platonic network. So if you find yourself shy to just ask people, hey, what's your name? What do you do? And all of that. Every day, consciously practice it. Because listen, if you learn this, it's going to really help you. Let me say this. Even in an office environment, your boss would like to work with people that he's comfortable working with. All right? So just learning how to be a warm person and socially, emotionally intelligent person will really help you. Don't just say, oh, life is full of politics and people just endear themselves to other people. Well, there might be some things that you are unconsciously doing that are inhibiting your ability to build stronger social connections. So, all right. So practice every day. Don't just go to a place and sit down all by yourself in a party throughout the time and be looking into your phone. Just break out of your shell. All right, when you're doing this for the first time, it will look like you're going to sink and your life is about to end, but you want to just practice because you're going to get better. It doesn't matter how many books you read, without practice, you cannot develop your social skills. Okay, and the final thing I want to say about this is this. You have to invest in knowledge. Invest in knowledge. This video has helped. It might not have told you everything you need to learn, but I think it should spark a curiosity in you. It doesn't matter how gifted and brilliant you are. With the wrong social skills, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. So some people are just hot-tempered, hot-headed, easily get angry, and people are going to avoid you. All right? So you want to make sure that you're consciously learning about this. And then start with the simple things. And learn to greet. I've noticed that this generation in particular, I'm going to sound like one of the people who always makes reference to Gen Z's, but yes, Gen Z's. It doesn't take anything from you. I know how painful it is for you to greet first and the person doesn't respond, you know. But listen, when you enter into an elevator, don't just look away or stare. you know, just say, oh, hello, or good morning. Say it and just look away. In fact, it's a good first step. I won't even say you should always look away. Just try to build a conversation once in a while. But, I mean, it just helps to learn to greet. Learn to greet. And so, listen, this is just what I'm going to say. I've said a lot of things already. I want you to share more things in the comments, things that you've practiced personally, things that help you. How do you start conversations? And how can people build social skills? Maybe someone else can also learn from you. Share it in the comments. And then please bear in mind that all the things that I'm sharing are for practice. I want you to actually practice it. Personal testimony. One of the reasons that I've been able to do all that God has led me to do, you know, plant a church and all of that, is social skills. A lot of people are so anointed, but they are bad with relationships. It doesn't matter what it is you're called to do. It doesn't matter the destiny on your life. If you don't improve this, it will inhibit you. All right. So I and all the pastors have a great relationship. I and all the workers have a great relationship. And even though they're great people in the, you know, in their own right, it just helps that by the grace of God, I've been able to learn some of these things. And it has helped me personally thus far. I think that social skills will be one of the biggest secrets of my life. I want you to consciously practice it, all right? And read up more on this and continue to follow the Reinvent series, because I have more important things to share with you. So see you next week.